The State Board of Education has amended Rule 4 May 160-.15 to ensure collaboration between local school systems and public safety experts during the design phase of new school facilities, a significant step to enhance the safety and security of public school facilities across the state, announced State School Superintendent Richard Woods. Under the updated rule, local boards of education are required to consult with their municipal or county law enforcement or emergency management agencies when designing new facilities or structures intended to house or serve public school children. This proactive measure underscores the Georgia Department of Education's commitment to creating safe, secure environments for Georgia's students and educators. "The safety of our students is our highest priority," Superintendent Woods said. "By setting the expectation that all local school systems collaborate with law enforcement and emergency management professionals, we are taking an essential step toward ensuring that our schools are designed with safety in mind from the ground up." Gatto's 2025 legislative priorities focus on ensuring every school has the resources and coordination needed to protect students and staff. These priorities include funding a school resource officer, SRO, and a crisis alert system in every school, expanding mental health support through the APEX program, and maintaining dedicated, flexible school safety funding. Additionally, Gatto advocates for a statewide school safety coordinator position and improved record-sharing policies to enhance collaboration between school districts, state agencies, and law enforcement. The amendment to Rule 4 May 160-.15 highlights the importance of integrating safety considerations into every aspect of school planning. This collaboration will allow for the incorporation of best practices in school security, such as secure entry points, effective surveillance systems, and safe evacuation routes tailored to the needs of individual communities. Superintendent Woods and the State Board of Education are united in their commitment to school safety, reinforcing the message that collaborative planning is essential to safeguarding Georgia's students and educators through the implementation of this new rule. Local boards of education are encouraged to engage with their respective public safety agencies early in the planning process to facilitate the seamless integration of safety measures into construction projects. These consultations aim to enhance preparedness, ensure compliance with safety standards, and address community-specific concerns. The amended rule will take effect immediately, and the Georgia Department of Education will provide guidance to assist local education agencies in meeting the new requirements.